I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. At number 10 on our list, just a single citation was issued in recent alcohol compliance checks here in Carroll. Those checks, of course, conducted by the Carroll Police Department. The Swizzle Stick Lounge, the only location here in town that was cited during those checks. At number 9, Audubon authorities were required to draw their weapons during a warrant execution last week. No rounds were fired and the subject was taken into custody, but additional information is being withheld until the completion of an investigation. At number 8, the Jefferson Police Department reports to the Secret Service after a resident threatens presidential campaign staff. The suspect there just said he was tired of getting phone calls from the staff and never actually intended to follow through with those threats, though that information was forwarded on to the Secret Service. At number 7, a Jeep was deemed a total loss after hitting a bridge near Jefferson on an icy road Tuesday. Kind of some colder weather on Tuesday night, early Tuesday morning, I should say. Hit both sides of the bridge before coming to rest. Again, the Jeep was a total loss, about $200 in damage to the bridge. At number 6, Senator Chuck Grassley congratulates a Carroll native, Dalton Helmkamp, for his graduation from Secret Service training. Helmkamp, a Carroll High graduate from a few years back, completed his training. He'll be serving in the uniformed division of the Secret Service here following that graduation. At number 5, a tractor was deemed a total loss after igniting in a field last Friday near Ralston. The driver of that tractor, totally fine, was managed to get out, but again, the tractor was consumed by flames. At number 4, a Carroll woman was arrested after she pulled a gun out during an argument that occurred earlier this week, or I should say last week, just outside of Ozzy Show Club. She was taken into custody without any major incident. She's been charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. At number 3, a Carroll teen pleads not guilty to vehicular burglary and resisting arrest. That stems from earlier this summer. The subject was 17 years old at the time of the incident, but the charges have been waived to the adult court. He is set for trial in January. At number 2, a woman reports theft of personal property over in Jefferson and then is arrested on an outstanding warrant. You can find the details of that one online at 1380kcim.com. Our top story from the past week, for the second time in less than a week, a vehicle crashes into a Carroll building right along Highway 30. That occurred at the DePaco Community Credit Building, Credit Union Building, the existing one, not the new one. No injuries, but kind of an unusual situation there. That does wrap up your Week in Review for Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. For all of these stories and many, many more, check us out online at 1380kcim.com. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.